Thank you and good evening. Welcome to Augusta's 6th annual Fiddler's Reunion. And the concert tonight will give you a good taste of the kind of music we'll be listening to all weekend. My name is John Lilly, and I work here at Davis and Elkins College in the Augusta office. And I'm pleased to be your MC here tonight. We've got all kinds of great old-time music. We've got performers ranging in age from 10 to 86, all lined up and ready to play music for you here this evening. The first gentleman to come out has been a mainstay of Augusta for, I believe, 18 or more years. I think he can probably straighten us out on exactly how long he's been coming here, but Dwight Diller has been part of Augusta probably as long as anyone can remember. The first half of the concert is going to be just a steady stream of great musicians, all of whom have been on campus all week as part of our October Old Time Week, teaching fiddle, banjo, and guitar, each of them with their own style. We'll take a little intermission and we'll come back for some more music. So I won't see you again until the end of the first half, but let's get the concert underway and make our first performer welcome. This is Dwight Diller.
Thank you, John.
Shoulder of my gun and a whistle of my dog.
Shoulder of my gun and a whistle of my dog.
Come on up and holler to get the groundhog, groundhog. Two in the rocks and a one in the log.
Two in the rocks and one in the log.
I heard one whistle and I knowed it was a hog, groundhog. Took a long pole and twisted him out.
Took a long pole and twisted him out.
Pulled him and tugged in a groundhog stout. Groundhog. Took out my knife and skinned one side.
Took out my knife and skinned one side.
It broke what a groundhog hide. Groundhog.
Then I put him on the boil.
Throwed him in the pot and put him on the boil.
While he's cooking, you can smell him 4 miles.
Groundhog. Mix in the cupboard and the hides in the churn.
Mix in the cupboard and the hides in the churn.
If that ain't a groundhog, I'll be burned.
Comes Margot tapping her cane.
Yonder comes Margot tapping her cane.
Swear she'll eat that groundhog's brain.
Groundhog.
Yonder sits Tom with a snigger and a grin.
Yonder sits Tom with a snigger and a grin.
Groundhog grease all over his chin.
Was the mother of us all.
One old woman was the mother of us all.
Fed us on whistle pig before we could crawl. Groundhog.
Thank you. Margot told me I had to come in and sit down and shut up and play music and sing, because I couldn't talk. So I put her name in that one. And I hope you all caught it. Here's a song that came from Clay County. Genus Cottrell sang it. And then I heard Dave Morris singing it also. And in the early 70s, late 60s and early 70s, I'd heard Gina sing it several times and it stuck with me, and then I heard Dave Morris sing it later. And it had to do with the Civil War. Diane Jones, that's here this week as a student, asked me to sing it backstage. I hadn't sung it for 2 or 3 years except for Jerry, sang it for him last year. So I've been trying to get the words back in my head. It's a song about some of the things that happen for folks in the border region, particularly of during the Civil War, when it was brother against brother and father against son and so on. And it's also got some theology in it, and it has to do with mercy. Come, all ye gallant soldiers, a story I will tell about the bloody battle on top of Shiloh's hill. It was an awful struggle, it will give your heart a chill. All from the bloody battle on top of Shiloh's hill. It was on the 6th of April, about the break of day, while the drums and fifes was playing for us to march away. My feelings at that moment I do remember still, when first my feet went tromping on top of Shiloh's hill. It was about the Irish sunrise, the battle it began. Before the fight was over, we fit them hand to hand. The hollers of the battle did my soul with anguish fill. For the dead and the dying on top of Shiloh's hill. It was early the next morning we fought the fight again, unmindful of the wounded, unuseful to the slain. The cannon smoke did hide the sun, 10,000 was the kill. Oh, the streams of blood went flowing on top of Shiloh's hill. My uniform of blue did turn to a violet red. Oh, someone on his foaming steed did strike me on the head. I sent a bullet through his heart, and as he fell away, I saw the face of my father dressed in bloody gray. Although we won the battle, my heart is full of pain. For the one that brought me to this life, I'll never see again. I pray to the Lord, consistent with His will. Lord, save the souls of them poor boys that died on Shiloh's hill.
I gave no other ain't no sign, don't you see? I
for me. East and west, if I will, roll right down me. East and west, if I will, roll right down me. East and west, if I will, roll down with me. If my horse will ride me, oh, it's for me. When this world's all on fire, hide down me. When this world's all on fire, hide down me. When this world's all on fire, to thy bosom I'll retire. Hide me, O rock of ages, before me. Sing it with me. God gave no other angle sign, don't you see?
Thank you. I need to call Dave Bing out in a big hurry because, as I said, Margot's not going to let me talk.
I'm here.
Uh-oh. We're ready because he's got two fiddles. Playing both at the same time. All right. People get on stage and say a whole bunch of stuff about other people that ain't true, but I want to say it's an honor, and this is the truth, to be able to play a tune with him on stage.
Thank you. Dwight Diller. I've never been stuck on this stage by myself. frightening. I've got a few different people to play with me here tonight. I normally have my brothers up here and feel real secure. My brother does all the talking, but I guess it's up to me now. This next tune here I'm going to do, learn from a fiddle player. I'm from the western part of West Virginia. Right where Ohio and Kentucky comes together, and outside of Huntington's where I'm from, out in the country. I'm a country boy. A lot of influence from Ohio and Kentucky. I wanted to do, we've had more influence on West Virginia tunes. In that area of the state where I grew up, a lot of tunes floated in from those states, Ohio and Kentucky. So I'm going to do one from Ohio now, from a fiddle player named Jim Wheeler. Had a unique style of fiddling. His tunes, where a lot of the old timers repeated the exact same thing over and over or close to it, he would put a whole lot of variation in his tunes. I like to do one of those now just to give you an example, one called Stonewall Jackson. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to call Diane Jones out, if she's still here. Diane's been coming to Augusta as long as I have. She's always been around with the pretty smile and the great banjo playing. But she never gets to get up here. I thought I'd make her come up and show it off some. She's bought a farm out near where I live in Roane County. I've lived there the last 10 years, and she's probably had her farm longer than that out there. Recently moved down to Massey, Maryland. And God, what can I say? She's a great banjo player. We're going to do a couple of numbers for you. One's the first one will be a Hammond's family tune. I learned it from Sherman Hammond's. One called Lost Girl. ¶¶ Jerry Mills was kind enough to loan me his Henderson fiddle. I'll wipe my hands off before I touch it. And Jerry, there's a dent in it, and I swear I didn't do it. No, not really. Okay, we're going to try one. Haven't heard many of his tunes played this week, but he was a great West Virginia fiddler. As soon as I think of his name, Harvey Sampson. I had the honor of running around with the gang that played with him and recorded him. Larry Rader, Charlie Winter, and Frank George played with him back in the 80s. And had a unique style. If anything, it was unique. It was plain old crazy. He'd put the strangest pauses in it and everything. He had a version of You Piney Mountain that me and Diane both fell in love with. And we'll give it a try here. Now's the time. Are we on? Now's the time. I'm really supposed to kill times while they set up. I'm going to do the Kentucky tune, and a lot of the Kentucky tunes have evolved into wanting strong drive and strong backup, so I'm going to bring out the band here in a minute as soon as I get everything set up. Those of you that have been here this week, you've got the honor and privilege to listen to Dave O'Dell and James Summers picking around all week. A couple of my favorite banjoists, guitar player, yeah, well deserved. I'm going to have them come out. Dave, I've watched him play. I think I first saw him up at the Glenville Folk Festival. He was about 14, 15 years old. And you can tell when a kid has the right touch, and we just all just hope and prayed he'd keep the interest through adolescence, and he did. Great banjo player. We get to play two or three jobs a year throughout West Virginia and then show up and just have fun at different festivals. James Summers, also a fine West Virginia musician. I saw him for the first time up at Glenville. I think Bobby Taylor was the first one to bring him up there. And the same way, it just as soon as you heard him, you know he had what it takes. So I'll get them out here, and I'll have the perfect backup band. And I'm embarrassed. I don't know Barb's last name. Right. I still can't hear it. Anyway, she's been up here for years and always the late-night perfect bass player. And you all recognize her when she comes out. I know her as Barb. And just a strong driving bass, perfect for one of them driving Kentucky tunes. So what I'm going to do, I've learned mostly off of Snake Chapman and Buddy Thomas from Kentucky. And there's, I'm sure a lot of y'all heard of Hiram Stamper. And his son also is a fine fiddle player. I learned one off of him called Devil Up a Stump. That's what we're going to try. So can you guys come on out here and we'll give it a whirl. Lucky I remembered her first name. Now start to adjust in here. All right, what are we into? Actually, this is Bobby Taylor's band for the next set, and they said he needs warmed up for Bobby, so here I am. And I'm going to walk off after this is over. I think Dave's going to introduce Bobby. So thanks a lot. I've had a great time up here this October. And I'll see you tonight when the fun really starts. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to bring out a fellow now, a fiddle player who's a fourth generation West Virginia fiddler. I've played a few tunes with his father. He's got one of the finest double shuffle bows I've ever heard. Never heard anyone could do bow work like that. His grandfather was also a fiddler, as well as his great-grandfather. Now, besides having all this music in his blood, he came up, listened to some of the best Kanawha County fiddlers you would ever hear, Clark Kessinger and Mike Humphreys, two fellows who had as much bow work and technique and soul in their fiddling. So please make welcome from Dunbar, West Virginia, Bobby Taylor.
We're going to start out with a little bit of Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand.
This evening I thought about having us introduced as the Taylor family. We've been playing out a few times, and I remember one instance in particular. Was that at Ripley?
Oh, it was Ripley.
That someone asked Bobby if we were his two sons. Now, there's 15 years difference between these two, not as much between us two.
Who are we? That's by how it may look.
I'm 32. Here's a nice tune. I used to dedicate it to one of the guitar players back home who had a dog named John. This is one called Walk Along John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to play one of my favorite tunes now. Heard this played a lot by especially Wilson Douglas, who plays with about as much soul and feeling as any Central West Virginia fiddler I've heard. And he learned it from French Carpenter, I believe, and it's called Elzick's Farewell.
This was originally a funeral song, and you can kind of hear that in the soul of the tune.